21 April, 1912. Talk at Studio Hall, 1219 Connecticut Avenue, Washington, D.C. Notes by Joseph H. Hannon. I have come here to visit you. With the greatest longing, I have wished to see you. Realizing it was only with great difficulty that you could come to me and that very few could make the trip, I decided to come to you, so that all might have the pleasure of meeting. Praise be to God, I am here, and I am looking into your faces. Faces radiant with inner beauty, hearts attracted to the kingdom of Abha, spirits exhilarated through the glad tidings of God. Therefore I have experienced the greatest possible happiness, and surely this happiness must be mutual, for the hearts are connected with each other and are filled with the same vibration. The flame and light of love are reflected in all. Spiritual susceptibilities and heart longings fill every heart. If we should offer 100,000 thanksgivings every moment to the threshold of God for this love which has blended the Orient and Occident, we would fail to express our gratitude sufficiently. If all the powers of earth should seek to bring about this love between East and West, they would prove incapable. If they wished to establish this unity, it would prove impossible. But Baha'u'llah has accomplished both through the power of the Holy Spirit, and this bond of unity through love is indissoluble. It shall continue unto time everlasting, and day by day its power shall increase. Ere long it shall enchain the world, and eventually the hearts of all the nations of the world will be brought together by its constraining clasp. The world of humanity shall become the manifestation of the lights of divinity, and the bestowals of God shall surround all. From the standpoints of both material and spiritual civilization, extraordinary progress and development will be witnessed. In this present cycle, there will be an evolution in civilization unparalleled in the history of the world. The world of humanity has heretofore been in the stage of infancy. Now it is approaching maturity. Just as the individual human organism, having attained the period of maturity, reaches its fullest degree of physical strength and ripened intellectual faculties, so that in 1 year of this ripened period there is witnessed an unprecedented measure of development, likewise the world of humanity in this cycle of its completeness and consummation will realize an immeasurable upward progress, and that power of accomplishment, whereof each individual human reality is the depository of God, that outworking universal spirit, like the intellectual faculty, will reveal itself in infinite degrees of perfection. Therefore, thank ye God that ye have come into the plane of existence in this radiant century, wherein the bestowals of God are appearing from all directions. When the doors of the kingdom have been opened unto you, the call of God is being raised, and the virtues of the human world are in the process of unfoldment. The day has come when all darkness is to be dispelled, and the Sun of Truth shall shine forth radiantly. This time of the world may be likened to the equinoctial in the annual cycle. For verily, this is the spring season of God. In the holy books, a promise is given that the springtime of God shall make itself manifest. Jerusalem, the holy city, shall descend from heaven. Zion shall leap forth and dance, and the Holy Land shall be submerged in the ocean of divine effulgence. At the time of the vernal equinox in the material world, a wonderful vibrant energy and new life-quickening is observed everywhere in the vegetable kingdom. The animal and human kingdoms are resuscitated and move forward with a new impulse. The whole world is born anew, resurrected. Gentle zephyrs are set in motion, wafting and fragrant. Flowers bloom, the trees are in blossom, the air temperate and delightful. How pleasant and beautiful become the mountains, fields, and meadows. Likewise, the spiritual bounty and springtime of God quicken the world of humanity with a new animus and vivification. All the virtues which have been deposited and potential in human hearts are being revealed from that reality as flowers and blossoms from divine gardens. It is a day of joy, a time of happiness, a period of spiritual growth. I beg of God that this divine spiritual civilization may have the fullest impression and effect upon you. May you become as growing plants. May the trees of your hearts bring forth new leaves and variegated blossoms. May ideal fruits appear from them in order that the world of humanity, which has grown and developed in material civilization, may be quickened in the bringing forth of spiritual ideals. Just as human intellects have revealed the secrets of matter and have brought forth from the realm of the invisible the mysteries of nature, may minds and spirits likewise come into the knowledge of the verities of God, and the realities of the kingdom be made manifest in human hearts. Then the world will be the paradise of Abha. The standard of the Most Great Peace will be borne aloft, and the oneness of the world of humanity in all its beauty, glory, and significance will become apparent. And now in your presence I wish to pray in your behalf. Let your hearts be attentive and directed to the kingdom of Abha. Prayer in Persian. It is my hope that the supplication I have offered to the kingdom of Abha in your behalf may soon be answered, and that its results and effects may become manifest in your hearts and lives.